It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural offerings. Rich, two shows opening this weekend. The Children's Theater, first up, with Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah, it's the day after Thanksgiving now, so even those of us who complain about people trying to get Christmas started too early, we have to stand down now because we are in the heat of the Christmas season here for the next month. And Lexington Children's Theater is getting it started off with the regional premiere of the stage version of A Charlie Brown Christmas. So, you know, it's a big challenge for them to take a story in a show that we've all seen, you know, over and over and over again and have images from it seared into our consciousness. You know, mine is all the kids at the end singing Hark the Herald Angels scene. They're all looking up so their mouths are wide open and, you know, around the newly restored Charlie Brown Christmas tree. But so the Children's Theater is going to bring this to the stage, and, you know, they have a great costume and scenic departments and great talent. So it should be really cool to see what they're able to do with it.
Tell us about Ballagula Theater's Venus and Fur.
This is opening tonight in Ballagula's new home at the Farish Theater. And, you know, for everything that's new about Ballagula and, you know, what they're doing this season and stuff, this is a show that will really be of interest to longtime Lexington Theater fans because it repairs director Joe Farrell and actor Kevin Hardesty, who have put together quite a number of, you know, very memorable productions, of course, with other actors and such in the area, but they've been a formidable team in the past with shows like Lexington Shakespeare Festival's Hamlet, Actors Theater's production of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Kevin played Brick in that, and quite a number of shows. So this is bringing Joe and Kevin back together again, along with Rachel Lee Rogers plays the other character in this two-person show that's about a director and an actor kind of coming together in a pretty tense circumstances. So it should be quite a stage adventure.
And finally, local musician Warren Bryum's solo show. Is it Cosmic Charlie's, I think you said?
Right. It's Friday night at Cosmic Charlie's. Warren is really well known for his work with area bands like Big Maracas, and lately he's played with Small Batch, and you know, so he's been known as a really solid bandmate. But he does have his own solo material and very interesting stuff, and so he's Walter Tunis in today's Weekender section writes about that and writes about Warren putting his own foot forward this weekend at Cosmic Charlie.
Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader, thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'm a Black Friday baby this year, which may be better than a turkey. I don't know.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too.